We're going to start and we're going to talk now about the referendums, of course, both referendums on family and referendums on care. Of course, you're being asked to vote tomorrow, March the 8th. Polls open from early in the morning, go on till 10 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll have more details on that and the mechanics of voting and any issues you have about polling cards and other things, then stay tuned. We'll be hearing from the Electoral Commission and Commission talk on in relation to that as well. Right now, though, we're going to hear from people who are advocating on either side of the debate on both of these. We have Fine Gael local election candidate for the Tralee electoral area, Sinead Donnelly, who's advocating for a yes, yes vote, and Marion Relihan, who's advocating from the Zeltan, who's advocating for a no in both. She's a founder member of KWIN in Kerry, Kerry Women's Interactive Network, speaking though in a personal capacity. Good morning to both of you and thanks so much for joining us on the programme. If we could start, I suppose, with Sinead, with you. Why are you advocating for a yes, yes in both referendums?
Hi, Gerry. Thanks so much for having me on this morning. I suppose this is something that hasn't rested well with me for a long time because of my own personal experience, and I'm clear about what it will mean to me for a yes, yes vote.
Okay, so why do you, let's take the family amendment first. Why are you advocating for a yes?
So I suppose for me, when my daughter was 12 months old, I ended my marriage to her father, and from then on I raised her as a single parent. And it was through my divorce proceedings I realised that the family that is recognised and protected under the Irish Constitution is one based only on marriage. And whilst I respect marriage can be a wonderful environment to raise children. It's how I was raised myself. But despite being portrayed as the ideal family situation in Irish society, my marriage wasn't. My marriage was unhappy, unsafe, and it was detrimental to me as a woman and a mother. So as a lone parent from that point on, I raised my daughter, and it was a nurturing, safe and loving environment where we both thrived and grew. We functioned as any family would. The only difference was I did the job of two parents. All the while I wondered, why weren't we recognised in our constitution? Why shouldn't we be called a family in the most basic way? And it was through, like, I needed protection at the time, legally. And it was then that I realised that we would be protected as individuals. I was recognised as the mother, but we weren't recognised as a family unit. And we needed that. We needed that protection from my constitution. And I suppose historically, Ireland, non-marital families and single mothers especially, we were discriminated against. And we were made to feel that we didn't belong. Thankfully, we've grown as a society, and that's no longer the case. However, it is time now to change the constitution. For me, the constitution is like something that hangs over Ireland, and it shows the rest of the world our values, what we stand for, and it reflects the reality of our society. Sadly, something that was written in 1937 no longer reflects that reality.
Okay. Marion Relihan, good morning to you and thanks for joining us. Do you want to give us your outline, your reasons as why the family amendment should get a no vote from people listening?
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to the listeners, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to give you my opinion on this. Well, first of all, there is a lot of confusion around both aspects, but I'll just deal with the family part of the amendment first. Anybody I've spoken to is confused with the wording. It seems to me, and good morning to Sinead as well. It seems to me that the wording and durable relationships is very confusing. Nobody's been able to define what a durable relationship is. And there's been lots of times politicians have been asked, what does it mean? And all we get is it's been left up to the courts to adjudicate. Now, we also know that there was a 64-page document from the interdepartmental discussions on the legal, social, welfare, immigration and inheritance implications of the term durable relationships. But that hasn't been published. I don't know why that is. We can't get access to that. The term durable relationships comes from European immigration law, and it does refer to a romantic or a sexual relationship between two adults. So in my opinion, actually, lone parents or single parents are excluded in the term durable relationships, because the implication is that it's two adults. I would also like to say that lone parents are fully acknowledged and protected under Irish law as it stands at the moment. So I'm not sure where the government are going with this. I'm also sort of peeved that they are holding this referendum on International Women's Day, which to me is a bit of a trying to feminist wash the whole referendum. You know, so I'm not just not sure what they think. What rights are we going to wake up with on Saturday morning if this is a yes vote? I'd like to ask maybe Sinead that. Any new rights that we're going to get from this?
Okay. Sinead, what's your response to Marion's arguments there?
So I suppose going back to the European part that you've just mentioned there, durable relationship is actually not defined under European law. There have been applications made, but they made a decision that is not defined. For me, it's actually quite clear what a durable relationship is. For me, with me and my daughter, that was the durable relationship the family should be based on. Family, after all, it's a bond. It's a bond of love and care. So that is what a durable relationship would be based upon. And to say that, you know, that what rights would we wake up with? We would wake up recognised. And we would wake up knowing that we are recognised within our constitution as a family. And with courts, and when they say it's up to courts to adjudicate and to interpret, that has always been the case. The Constitution is a fluid document and should be a fluid document and is always open to interpretation for the courts.
Marion, your response to that?
Yeah, well, I would just be concerned with the change in the wording that people's rights, single parents, people, anybody's rights, will be affected, and they will have to go to court. At the moment, lone parent families are protected under Irish law. You know, we've had constitutional change in 2012, but all children are equal in the state now, whether they're single parents or from a marriage or any situation. All children are protected in Irish law. So I'm not sure. It's the term does come from European law on immigration, and that's how it is used. It is used for two adults, and it is used where one adult who already lives within the EU wants to bring their partner in, you know, into the EU country. So that is a fact about it.
Just on a point of clarification, what would you say to the argument that's a fact not already covered by your immigration law?
In this country.
There are strict controls on that in this country, and that wouldn't be changed. Is your fear that it would be changed by this wording?
Yes. I think there's so many different ramifications for this. And the main thing is it's not clear. There's nothing clear. As you said at the beginning of the programme this morning, people are very confused because there was no pre-legislative scrutiny on the wording of this before it was rushed through the Dáil. So that's why people are confused. So the consequences are very, you know, there's open to a lot of unsavoury consequences, I think.
Okay, what's your response, Sinead, to that? Unsavoury consequences, all sorts of changes, immigration being affected and all of that, Sinead. What's your response to that?
I suppose for me, to say that it's been rushed through is something that's actually not true. It has been in the works for a long time. There has been a lot of consultation about this change. Mm. And I suppose what muddies the water sometimes is red herrings being thrown in there. And for immigration law is there to cover that area. Succession law is there for inheritance law to cover another area. Something else that's been thrown around is saying that women are being taken out of the Constitution. Well, when I look at the definition of family, I don't see myself. So for the yes vote, I will see for the first time I will be recognised in there as a woman and as a mother and as the leader of a family. So to say that we're being taken out is actually not true. And in the other side, the care side, we're still in there. We're just making room for other types of carers in there.
Okay, Marion, what do you mean by unsavoury consequences in terms of
it's unsavoury in the sense that we don't really know, Jerry, what the consequences are. And I'm sorry, but it was rushed through the Dáil. People have said that it's, you know, people have said that this is in the works for a long time, but actually the Dáil debate was very short and kind of rushed through. And as I said, there was no pre-legislative scrutiny in the Dáil of it. And I think that every time somebody from the yes side throws that this is a red herring, I think that that's been unfair to people who have genuine concerns about the wording. I don't believe that I'm throwing in a red herring. I have genuine concerns about the wording. But I would also like to say about the care.
I tell you what, I'll stop you there, Martin. We will move on to the care referendum. This is a good point to take a break. I'll just get a couple of the comments coming in here from listeners, and we will move on to the care side of it after the break, just to give equal time to both. A listener says, if the word woman in marriage is taken out of the Irish constitution, does that mean that women in marriage no longer exist in Ireland? Well, marriage won't be taken out. The proposed change to article, just on a point of information for this listener, 4131, by deleting the text of which the family is founded. It's the state pledged itself to guard with special care the institution of marriage and protect it against attack. That will stay in the constitution. All that's being deleted from that article is on which the family is founded, to recognise other types of families, just so that marriage will not be deleted. Just on a point of information there. That's what we're being asked to replace when it comes to family. The other proposed change to Article 41.1 when it comes to the family amendment is that the state recognises the family, whether founded on marriage or on other durable relationships, as the natural, primary and fundamental unit group of society and the moral institution professing inalienable and prescriptible rights, antecedent and superior to all positive law. Okay, we're going to move on with both of our debaters on yes and no to the care amendment. We'll get to that after we take these. Yeah, we're having our referendum debates, our final word on the referendums here on Kerry Today on Radio Kerry. We're talking with Marian Mellahan, who is advocating for a no vote on both amendments, the family amendment and the care amendment, and Sinead Donnelly, who is a Fine Gael candidate for the Tralee electoral area in the upcoming local elections, who's canvassing and looking to support a yes vote. Marian, I'll start with you on the care amendment. Just to explain to people, the 48th amendment to the constitution, it'll be on a green coloured ballot paper. It proposes deleting the current articles 41.2.1 and 41.2.2 and inserting a new article 42b. What would be deleted is 41.2.1. In particular, the state recognises that by her life within the home, woman gives to the state a support without which the common good cannot be achieved. And the 41.2.2, the state shall therefore endeavour to ensure that mothers shall not be obliged by economic necessity to engage in labour to neglect of their duties in the home. If you vote yes in favour of that, a new provision will be put in which says the state recognises that the provision of care by members of a family to one another by reason of the bonds that exist amongst them gives the society support without which the common good cannot be achieved, and shall strive to support such provision. Why should people vote no to that, Marian?
Well, this is very clear to me why people should vote no to this. First of all, we're removing the word mother and woman from that part of the constitution. There won't be another reference to mother in the constitution. If the government were worried about this being a sexist clause in the constitution, they could easily just have said fathers and other carers, instead of just erasing mother. And I really feel very strongly about this, because as the constitution does recognise the work that mothers do to society for free, I might add as well, it's very problematic for me that is going. But it also puts, in my opinion, puts the care, the onus of care, back into the family, and the state, it appears to me, with that wording, is no longer obliged to provide care. And I'd like to just say that Dr. Orla Tinsley, who has been a campaigner, as you know, for people with disabilities for many years, and in her article in the Journal, she says that the care amendment is problematic, paternalistic, and downright irresponsible. That's what she says. Now, she also quotes Leo Varadkar, who was on an interview in Virgin Media, and he said the state would interfere if someone doesn't have a family to look after them, or if they need particular very high care needs. And he also says, I don't actually think that it's the state's responsibility, to be honest. I think it's very much a family responsibility. Now, FLAC have come out as well and asked for a no vote. Rosalind McDonough, who's another advocate, she's come out and asked for a no vote. And we also must bear in mind that there is a court case coming up on the 11th of April, where a mother who's been looking after her son, who's got serious disabilities, he's 18 years old, and the state have withdrawn some of her support.
And she's fighting for that. It would affect that outcome. Okay, Sinead, what's your response to Marion's arguments, and why should people vote yes?
Okay, Gerry, I suppose I'll look at this in two ways. Looking at the role of the mother, I suppose the proposed change care comes from long-standing calls to remove the outdated language regarding the role of woman in the home. To me, it has always felt like a weapon used against us, the women working outside of the home. As a lone parent, I had many duties. Crucially, I had a duty to provide, and I did this by returning to education and to work. And during this time, my daughter was cared for at home by others in my support structure, my parents, my sisters. And to say that because I worked outside the home, the word neglect seems to come into play here, as it's worded at the moment. Engaging labour to the neglect of their duties in the home. It has a negative effect on that, because no neglect took place because I worked outside of the home. Care was administered within my home by other people. That is the time that they should be recognised. And care within a family, it should start from within a family. You work outside from a circle. It does actually begin in the home. And to say that this responsibility of the family, that's always been there, and that's how it should be. However, when more care is needed, that's when other resources need to come in from the outside. And my experience work as a community development worker has taught me how care in the home and outside can be provided in a wide variety of ways. Grandparents, fathers, family members, even the bravest children that I've seen that are engaged in care within the home. It's time that they are now recognised. And I suppose it comes up here again about the removal of woman. Woman is still there. When we mention by members of a family to one another, the woman is still a member of the family. She is still there. It is just making room for other people. We have to reflect that care is mostly, yes, is done by women, but there are other people doing it. So it is time now for them to be recognised.
Okay. Mary, what's your response to that argument? Just on the language and that phrase, neglect of their duties in the home. What would you say to the argument that cannot be seen as anything other than outdated sexist language?
Yeah, however, the Supreme Court does recognise that that does include men, as it happens. But if people are concerned about the outdated language, it could have been changed. But the way it has been changed does not serve us as women, as I see it. And I would also say that the Constitution has never stopped any woman going out to work, that I'm aware of anyway. So I think that I would call that actually a red herring, since we're throwing that expression around. Of course, care starts within the family, and the majority of care is done by women, as we know. But this change in the Constitution will take the obligation from the state to support carers within the home. And I'm really shocked that some of the feminists in
just
Dublin.
Just on a point, is that not covered though by the phrase "shall strive to support such provision"?
Yes, well,
is
it, I'm not the
say
first
the state
person.
Is abandoning its care when that's going to be put in there? Does the yes vote?
Well, I quoted you what the Taoiseach said, you know, as well. But a lot of people have flagged up that expression, that it's weak and it's not really enforceable. So the situation at the moment is the woman that I mentioned who's going to court, she is using the current Constitution, Gerry, the current wording of the Constitution. Should that
to
change
her case? Her okay, court, she just won't on be able that, to the provision of care by the state to strive to support, that's weak and it lets the state off the hook.
I actually really disagree on this part. To me, strive is a very strong word. And when you look up strive, it actually is explained to work to make things happen, especially for a long time or against difficulties. It shows effort and energy dedicated to a task. So it's not static, it's not in place once and that's the work done and that's it. It shows future proofing that you will always work. Also, this gives a platform to any other groups that are out there, as kind of an onus that will be on this government and future governments to provide more care, because they can quote within the constitution now that the government has pledged to strive to support the provision of care.